Lesson 6, Ball of Confusion. Have you ever wondered why we often choose those things that may harm us or others? In other words, why do we choose to praise and have joy in particular things that may not be the best for us? In today's Bible lesson, Psalm 9 proclaims, God will bring justice, and this is cause for our joyful praise. In today's contemporary story, Carmen was wronged, but she trusted and praised God because she knew God would make things right. Carmen, a nursing supervisor, was working second shift at the hospital to help pay her son's tuition. One evening, she stopped at the gas station across the road from the hospital. Carmen paid the cashier her last $20 for gas. She began pumping the gas, but the pump stopped at $10. Carmen politely asked the cashier to add the $10. The cashier refused. Carmen felt powerless to right the injustice. Carmen knew God is a just God and will take care of this ball of confusion. Still, with tears in her eyes, she didn't know why this happened to her. Money was tight. Carmen also knew God is faithful, so she stopped worrying and put it in God's hand and began repeating, "Thank you, Jesus," all the way home. A few days later, in the hospital cafeteria, a coworker shared about an injustice she recently endured. Carmen mentioned her incident and told the coworker, "Our righteous God will ensure justice is served." A gentleman overheard Carmen's conversation and asked for the location of the incident. Surprised, the gentleman said he owns the gas station. The following day, the man returned leaving an envelope for Carmen. The owner said he took care of the situation and included a $200 gas card. Carmen said, "Praise the Lord." Discussion questions. 1. Give an example when, even amid a ball of confusion, you praise God. 2. There are times life isn't fair. Share an example of God's faithfulness in your life during those times. 3. What burden or injustice are you dealing with right now, but you sense God's activity in the situation?